So our first panelist is Ken Smith. I'm sure many of you know Ken. Ken heads the Trade and NAFTA Office of Mexico's Ministry of Economy. Prior to coming to D.C. in that position, he was the Coordinator General for International Affairs at SEGARPA, which is the Mexican Ministry of Agriculture.
Thank you very much, David. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I want to first of all thank the Global Business Dialogue and the National Pork Producers Council for the opportunity to come here to be with you today and share Mexico's viewpoint on COOL and where we stand on this issue. Now, one of the most important achievements of the North American Free Trade Agreement has been the consolidation and strengthening of supply chains throughout the region. Now, one often hears about supply chain integration in sectors such as automotive, electronic, and increasingly today in aerospace and biotechnologies between our countries. However, the same is true for the agricultural sector, and in particular in the livestock and meat industries. Over the years, Mexico and the U.S. have greatly integrated the trade in live cattle and meat products to the benefit of consumers in both countries. The story begins where U.S. genetics are brought into Mexico, and the newly born calves are exported to the U.S. as live cattle at a young age. They are then fed, raised, and slaughtered in the U.S., and the resulting beef products are packed for domestic consumption or are exported to Mexico or third markets. Now, this integration model has worked for decades and has been strengthened by the duty-free environment created by the NAFTA. The truth is that we are producing jointly live cattle and beef products, in the case of Canada, hogs and pork as well, for consumption in our region, but also in the households and restaurants of Japan and Korea and many other countries. It is a model that has worked. Now, our integrated market was disrupted by the COOL provisions contained in the 2002 and then 2009 Farm Bill that established the labeling requirements forcing U.S. processing plants and ranchers to segregate the cattle in order to comply with the measure. USDA has acknowledged that COOL has no measurable consumer benefits, and on the contrary, it imposes significant costs associated with the label. USDA informed the U.S. Congress, in fact, in April, that the cost of establishing obligatory requirements for COOL on meat products outweighed the benefits. COOL has harmed and seriously impacted the cattle and beef industry in North America. Over the years, we have exhausted all possible alternatives that would help the U.S. to bring its measure to compliance without success. And as David mentioned, on May 18th, the appellate body of the World Trade Organization published the compliance panel report regarding the case of country of origin labeling. This decision confirms that the amended COOL measure is not in compliance with U.S. international obligations under the WTO, and that the discrimination effect remains in place for Canadian and Mexican livestock. Mexico and Canada, in turn, requested on June 4th an extraordinary meeting of the WTO dispute settlement body, and this will be held on June 17th, tomorrow. Mexico originally estimated that the impact of the COOL measure amounted to $653 million U.S. annually, but last Friday we filed a correction which increases the amount to $713 million U.S. This, combined with the $2.4 billion U.S. that Canada has estimated, makes this one of the largest retaliation amounts recorded. And it is particularly troublesome the fact that it is both Canada and Mexico, two of the most important trading partners of the U.S., that are bringing this claim to the WTO. Now, if the U.S. were to appeal the retaliatory amount presented by Mexico and Canada, a WTO arbitration could issue the final decision as early as August, and retaliation could begin then. So the issue is imminent. Mexico has imposed similar measures in the past. You may recall the cross-border trucking dispute, which started in 1995, as well as the Byrd Amendment in 2001. Regarding the former, Mexico raised tariffs on 89 different U.S. goods, ranging from agricultural products to jewelry, and valued at $2.4 billion. We applaud Congressman Conaway's bill to repeal COOL and its overwhelming approval in the House of Representatives, where it received 300 votes in favor. We commend the House for understanding the importance of restoring the balance of a fully integrated market for cattle and beef between Mexico and the U.S. We are hopeful now that the U.S. Senate will take the necessary steps to fully eliminate the discriminatory effect of coal and avoid an imminent retaliation for its most important trading partners. Mexico looks forward to working closely with the United States in order to return to the free trade environment that has generated great benefits for both of our countries. We have, between Mexico and the U.S., built a trade relationship in the agricultural sector that now amounts to $40 billion U.S. dollars, 19.5 of which are U.S. exports of agricultural products into Mexico. We want to continue and to strengthen free trade in agricultural products and in all the products that are covered by the NAFTA. So we believe that the time for action, for congressional action in the Senate, is now. Thank you very much.